The Great Kona Cook-Off. Now in its sixth and final week, the Great Kona Cook-Off is really heating up. Pardon the pun. Local chef Nancy has created some great meals, capitalizing on her years of experience in one of the finest eateries in Kona, and is now honing her presentation skills to a keen edge. Both an entrepreneur and chef, she doesn't always have the time she would like to perfect her cooking skills, but never fails to impress the judges. Her chicken Kiev, served over mushroom rice pilaf, incited with Brussels sprouts, grilled to golden brown in olive oil and spices, was a favorite of all the judges. It didn't hurt that it was complemented by a lovely spinach and beet salad, sprinkled with bits of feta and tossed in a balsamic vinaigrette dressing. Newcomer to the Kona scene, Jessica does not have Nancy's credentials, but has shown great promise and has pulled off some real surprises for a chef in her tender years and limited experience. Bartender by day, or more accurately, by night, she cooks only on the weekends, but continues to surprise the judges. At first considered a long shot to win the competition, she is now considered by some to be the front runner. This judge particularly remembers divinely prepared pork medallions in a sultry béarnaise sauce with roasted red peppers, lightly seasoned with rosemary, and to die for steamed asparagus tips, complemented with a dollop of hollandaise. The fresh-made apple tort with vanilla ice cream and chocolate drizzle made for an excellent finish. This final week, however, has seen some real excitement. Late in the game, but with a blessing of the other contestants, the judges decided to allow one wild card entry into the competition. Full-time economist, lecturer, and part-time chef Chuck took on the challenge with gusto. With only one chance to make an impression, Chuck pulled out all the stops, went all out, full-on, gung-ho, balls to the wall. Or, in other words, decided to give it all he had, do his damnedest, make the maximum effort, give it his best shot, even make the old college try. The judges were impressed. The appetizer was broiled scallops with a cherry and nut glaze. Rumor has it, it took hours to pit the fresh cherries. The salad was a delightful mix of greens, cucumbers, tomatoes, and white beans tossed in a Dijon mustard and balsamic dressing. The entree was lamb chops, too many, smothered in a heavenly sauce, the ingredients of which escape me, and surrounding a mix of brown rice and couscous. The meal was exquisite, as was the dessert, a mixed fruit cobbler with oatmeal crust, which I had no room for until much, much later. Not to be outdone, Chef Jessica came back strong in the final meal of the competition. With an herb cheese, tomato, and basil on toast appetizer, and a sliced daikon, zucchini, and summer squash salad with honey Dijon dressing, she was definitely bringing it on. Her entree of fresh opa, moonfish, served with spinach-tossed orzo in a lemon cream sauce, was easily one of the competition's signature dishes. The lack of dessert was hardly noticed, as no one had the room anyway, except for this judge, who made do with a bit of leftover fruit cobbler from Chef Chuck's earlier offering. But the big question remains, who will win the competition? The judges are still deliberating, and we may not have the results for weeks. But this judge would not be surprised if the contest were declared to be a three-way tie. Not so much because all the meals were wonderful, which they were, and not so much because all the chefs are very talented, which they are, but mainly because this judge would like to continue eating on a regular basis in the future. 1-9-2012